Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, when you hear that song, you know what time it is. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post joins the program. Nick, what up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
This is where you drop the bars right now, Nick.
Told you, the world's not ready for that.
Someday.
Time.
Someday. We've had 48 drop bars for us before, just so you know.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Commanders are 1-1. Are they good?
Great question. Unclear, in my opinion. I think they have a lot of good pieces and a lot of potential still. I think they have a lot of big concerns still, namely the entire defense. But I really like what James showed so far. I really like the running back tandem with Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. I liked what Zach Ertz showed in this last game. I thought he looked really good. But that defense, man, made it hard for him. The O-line, too, at times, certainly. But they really got to figure out that group. And yay for the kicker.
Yes, indeed. I mean, hey, he's the player of the week. But the question, we have seen this, and I know it was always about the secondary. Mm-hmm. We're not generating a lot of pass rush. In the first game against Baker, they could tip the hat and say, yes, we got to him, we didn't get him down. But hey, if you don't get him down, basically you didn't get to him.
Right. No, I totally agree. I think the front is lacking entirely. I mean, to have two guys like Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne up front, and to really not see what you would expect from them is surprising to me. And it's been two games of it. You know, I think the standard is certainly higher for those guys, not just for financial reasons, but because of what they've shown on the field fairly consistently over the last few years. And it just hasn't been there yet. So hopefully they can start to generate some pressure, especially on the interior. Get Johnny Newton going. I know they were trying to ease him back in. And then maybe the secondary will come along. But I think the same concerns at corner persist, maybe even more so now because there have been issues in depth now. It's not just with the starters. It's pretty much every level there.
Yeah, man. And if you need to go, you just tell us. It's fine.
No, we're good.
Okay. I think the pass rush would help. Last year, the secondary was getting torched with better, not necessarily great pass rush, but better. Were you surprised? There was like a significant, let me choose my words correctly here. Not uproar, but a lot of people seem to have more concern than I expected that Jamin Davis was a healthy scratch. I don't know that Jamin Davis makes that significant of a difference in pressuring Daniel Jones. Do you Disagree?
No, I would agree. I would agree. I mean, I thought it was a slightly surprising, but, you know, once we got the explanation, they wanted, you know, a fifth D tackle because Johnny Newton was on a pitch count, it made total sense. And let's be real, he's at, you know, the bottom of the depth chart at DN. So, you know, there are going to be times where he might have to be a healthy scratch numbers-wise. And it's not totally surprising, kind of given the trajectory of his career so far. I mean, yes, he was a first-round pick, but it, you know, hasn't gone the way one would expect for a first-round pick. So, yeah, I didn't think it was a huge surprise.
I agree with you.
How did they solve this, let me see, secondary thing? Because, you know, we were hearing stuff all offseason, and now when you see the guys get a chance, doesn't look like it's much better behind the starters.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know how you fix it, to be honest. I was surprised they didn't bring in help through, and they did bring in help, I guess, through Michael Davis and Noah Igbinoghami. Why is it so hard for me to say his name? I don't know.
Me too.
But, you know, it's not, you know, it's just not there. And, you know, Forbes and Benjamin St. Juice, I thought St. Juice had a good game.
Yes, he did.
He bounced back. But, you know, Forbes is out now, and he struggled in week one, too. So it's, you know, I don't know how you fix that secondary. I really don't. You could try to bring out some outside help, but anybody that's a free agent now isn't really going to, you know, there's a reason they're a free agent now. So that, I really don't know. You just hope you can develop guys, and see some improvement throughout the season, because it's definitely not there yet. And there were a number of concerns I got there. I mean, Michael Davis ended up getting benched, really, for Noah. I'm just going to call him Noah.
We call him Noah.
Noah I, that works.
So, yeah.
Mike Davis, listen, they didn't play him in the first game. They had to bench him in the second game. I think the Mike Davis, can he help question, is at least shut down for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Talking with our friend Nikki Jabvala here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow her at Nikki Jabvala, NickiJabvala. What do you – I think offensively there's a lot to be excited about. I think, unfortunately, Terry McLaurin hasn't really been one of the things to be excited about. What do you make of that going forward?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I mean, I tweeted that out, and I didn't want to make too much of two games because there have been two game stretches in, you know, almost every season that I've covered with Harry where, you know, for various reasons, rarely is it his fault of his, you know, his own fault that his numbers have been down. And that could still be the case here. I think a big part of it is there's just no real consistent second threat.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for defenses to bracket him, to double him. You know, that if there's nobody else they really got to worry about, you know, they can devote a lot of resources to Terry.
Yeah.
I think it was very promising to see the run game going, especially getting those guys involved in the passing game. You know, seeing Zach Ertz come up with a number of big plays. The more they can do that, the more defenses will have to respect them and devote some resources to, you know, containing those guys. And it's, you hope it frees some stuff up for Terry. I think there was one, maybe two, that seemed catchable balls that didn't quite connect. I don't think he was formally, you know, I don't think anybody gave him a true drop, at least from the websites I saw. But there was maybe one where it seemed catchable that didn't quite connect with from Jaden. But, you know, they did seem to have, you know, good chemistry throughout camp and preseason. So you hope they can just get more consistency there.
Could the rush to find that number two receiver and get other guys involved, knowing what Terry can do, can be the problem right now? Because you know what Terry's capable of. You don't have to force feed him at this point. Because we want to see wins. A lot of fans want to see wins. But they're building something for the future. And they may have a different mindset.
No, totally. Totally. And it's not just about one receiver or one player and making sure they get their touches. And not that Terry has ever complained or, you know, ever tried to be that guy. It's just, you know, that yeah, you're right. The bigger picture is trying to develop a foundation here and kind of figuring out what they have and what they don't have. I think the interesting thing with Terry going forward, too, is, you know, if you look at his contract, he has 1 year left after this. I think he also has 26, so that's a void year. And it's got a really significant cap hit. So they're going to have to kind of figure some things out going forward on what they want to do with him. I am not suggesting they want to move on from him or trade him. I don't want anybody tweeting that at me. But while also laying the foundation, they also are facing some long-term decisions there with the receiving core because it's only Terry and Luke McCaffrey that are under contract for next year.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. Nikki, last one. Obviously, you know what? Hats off to us, the three of us, for having a conversation that hasn't been Jaden-specific. But now at the end of the conversation, I'll give you one Jaden-specific. What do you make of his level of play through two games? What do you like? What are you worried about?
I like the way he's looked. I mean, he looks poised. He never seems rattled out there. I like a lot of his decision-making. I know he has taken a lot of carries. I feel while the number looks big on paper, they've been mostly warranted in the circumstances. There have been a few where you could maybe argue, all right, he probably should have taken this. I don't think there have been any blatant missed opportunities. Like a guy is wide open. It's like, dude, you got to throw that. There have been a number where you could say like, yeah, you probably should have given him a shot there, but nothing blatant. What I do worry about is the number of hits he's taken though. And yes, that's obviously a byproduct of carrying the ball so much, but it's also a byproduct of a really porous line. So I do worry about that for him. That shot he took in the ribs where he knocked the wind out of him, that's a concern, you know, because he isn't the biggest guy. And you just, you know, week two, he's taking quite a few hits. And you just worry about, you know, can he withstand this for a full season? Mm-hmm. But I think he has looked good, especially for a rookie. He's looked really good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. Nikki, thank you. Go take care of Jules, and we'll see you, I guess, on Thursday this week.
Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
Nikki. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. That's our friend, Nikki Jabala, and I'm going to do something that I rarely do.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.